When 21-year-old Usain Bolt of Jamaica won gold in the 100 meters on Saturday in world record time, he didn't even look winded. Guess that's why his nickname is Lightning. Then yesterday, another Jamaican, Shelly-Ann Fraser, won the women's 100-meter race. The two runners who finished right behind her are also Jamaican. So the fastest man and woman on Earth are both Jamaican. So how does a nation of 2.8 million people, that's fewer people than in Chicago, produce so many world-class runners? To try to find out, we've called on Jermaine Brown, who's a sports broadcaster for Radio Jamaica. Mr. Brown, thanks so much for being with us.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
What do they put in the water down there that makes people run so fast?
Probably the water's been touched by lightning. But track and field is deeply embedded in our culture. This is a sport which is contested at a serious level from the kindergarten level. We have a national championships for the little ones. Mm-hmm. And from then on, we have the prep school championships. And then we have the high school level. That is where most of our athletes fine-tune their talent and move on to the college level and the professional level.
Any secret training methods that the Jamaicans use better than anyone else?
No. I think, it's part of our culture. You grow up seeing your older brother or sister taking part in track and field, sprinting, and you get motivated by that. And that's how a lot of our athletes get involved.
Does anybody ever tell a talented athlete, don't waste your time playing cricket, you should be running?
No, that is never the case. As a matter of fact, the athletes are encouraged most of the times, especially in high school, to do dual sports. And coaches are always recruiting here in Jamaica. And they go as far as the primary level. That is, of course, the age group of 9 to 12, to find talent for high school level. And then those athletes who are found are even given scholarships to high schools. Sometimes the socioeconomic background of some of these athletes are, well, they're from humble beginnings, let's say. So they need their assistance in terms of having their tuition paid. And formerly, a number of track athletes would aspire to leave high school and gain a scholarship to go to the U.S. or England, and they wouldn't come back.
And they'd win a gold medal for the U.K. or Canada.
Right. Linford Christie is Jamaican-born, and he won a gold medal for England at the 1992. Donovan Bailey is Jamaican-born,
right,
who won the 96 Olympics. Ben Johnson, he, of course, won in 1988.
And then had it taken away because of steroids.
Right. But just to show you that a number of outstanding athletes have Jamaican roots.
Mr. Brown, help us understand what it's like to be in Jamaica now, to see your runners on the world stage being lauded.
I tell you, it has been celebrated a whole lot here in Jamaica. Right, the atmosphere was electrifying over the weekend. We had big screen televisions set up in a number of towns for people on their way to work or about their business just to stop and watch the races. So this is one of the greatest sporting achievements by Jamaican athletes, and we expect even more at these Olympic Games. There's Veronica Campbell coming up, and people are awaiting that with bated breath. She's the defending champion at the Olympics for the 200 meters, and therefore, right now, there's Olympic fever in Jamaica. The talk on everybody's lips is Olympics and more gold medals.
Mr. Brown, thanks so much for your time.
All right, thank you as well.
Jermaine Brown, sports broadcaster for Radio Jamaica in Kingston.